containers in the building.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's time for Top 5, Bottom 5. We do this on Tuesdays. Last year, remember how fun it was last year when we did them on Wednesdays and Thursdays, whenever the week would wrap up due to COVID?
Good times.
Those were good times, weren't they?
There was a moment where I think we did it on a Friday, and it was like, you know.
We did the preview.
It's like, well, don't include the Thursday night game because we're doing the Friday, and then we're going to preview what to watch this weekend based on the rankings we just gave you.
Yeah, it was fun. It was so crazy last year. But we do them every Tuesday. We give you the top five, bottom five of the NFL, and the once Monday Night Football is over. So let's get started as we go 5-1 in our top five. And then the bottom five next segment is a lot more fun.
Yes.
Because we get to pick on teams. But number five on my list is where I put Arizona off to a 2-0 start. I thought their win against Tennessee in week one was fantastic. They looked great. Now, maybe it wasn't the best game against Minnesota, and they won it on a missed field goal. But they are still 2-0, and Kyler Murray is great. Now, he made some errors in this game against the Vikings, but nevertheless, Arizona, a sleeper team that I was wondering about this season, is not disappointing so far, so they're fifth on my list.
You know, I had Arizona in my top five last week. I actually dropped them out this week, not because of anything that they've done except, you know, taken to the brink of a loss with the Vikings. They were a field goal away.
Right.
I mean, they're like 5B on my list, so I'm right there with you. But at number five for me, this is where I put the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, nice.
Because, let's face it, I mean, they played a really, really tight game with the Raiders. Almost won that game. Then they pulled out a win against the Chiefs. So, I mean, this team literally could be 2-0 right now had the ball bounced the right way for them.
Yeah, four. That's where I put Kansas City. Number four. I still like them. I still think they're the standard bearer in the AFC. I didn't like how they lost. I didn't like the fact that they gave up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter in this one. But I still think they're a threat. And I think, you know, they came back in their game against Cleveland at home, and this one was one that got away from them. But I still think when you think AFC, you still think Kansas City. I don't know how long I'll put them there if they lose another one. But right now, I put them at fourth.
Yeah, I have them somewhere a little bit higher.
Okay.
But I'm with you. I think the road leads through Arrowhead. Number four for me, this is where I had the Rams.
Rams. Oh, man, I didn't even put the Rams in.
I'm impressed with the defense. I'm impressed with what Stafford is doing, although it was a little bit closer this week than the last week. This is slowly becoming looking like a juggernaut team to be dealt with.
And, boy, Stafford and Cooper Kupp are working great together.
Yeah, how much did Cooper Kupp had? He had all the receiving yards?
He had 160-plus with two touchdowns.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, he was great.
He was all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun dynamic duo.
So, let's go. We're going to number three?
Number three.
All right, three. This is where I put San Francisco. I've been paying attention to San Francisco because my friend Frank Schwab told Matt Perrault he thought San Francisco would go to the Super Bowl. I don't know about that, but then I started seeing them, and I was like, you know, this is a really good football team. They're going to play Green Bay in week three. I think it's the game of the weekend. But the defense is really stepping up. I just think they're playing great. Now I've got San Francisco at three.
Yeah, this is another one where I guess I'll put them at 5C. I left them off the top table, but that was another one I kept going back and forth with. I mean, that NFC West is no joke.
No, it isn't.
It's not. It's looking really,
really,
really scary.
I mean, Seattle could have been an easy two. All of them could have been 2-0 with Seattle overtime loss to Tennessee.
Yeah. I mean, you have four teams that are 2-0 in the same division. I don't know. But I just left the Niners off. At number three, this one pains me. It really, really does. But I got to give them credit where credit is due. And this is where I have the Raiders.
Ah, yes. Okay.
I don't know what to say. I didn't really think much of them before the season began because I didn't really, you know, I felt like there was quarterback issues. I felt there was running back issues. I felt there was just issues all across the board. But they put together two solid game plans so far.
Yeah.
You can't argue what they're doing right now. I mean, they beat the Ravens week one. They beat the Steelers. They bested the Steelers in week two. Yeah, they're number three this week.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I have them two on my list, and it's everything to do with who they've beaten. They beat the Ravens and the Steelers. These are two playoff teams. These are two teams from last year's playoffs. These are two teams that played well enough in their week one wins, at least like in their week two wins. With Baltimore lost, and then, you know what I mean?
They
in their wins looked impressive, right? That's what I mean by it. The Steelers defense, I know it was without TJ Watt, and that really hurt them. But that was a team that really shoved it down Buffalo's throat, and Vegas tore it up. And again, I know it was injured, no Devin Bush, no TJ Watt. But defensively, they did a very good job, too, on keeping things in check for Roethlisberger and the Steelers. The comeback was crazy. It's the wildest Monday night finish. But right now, we're not in a position to really evaluate a lot. So what we have to do is go by what we're seeing. Derek Carr is playing like an MVP. And that's why I have him as two.
What he has, nine touchdowns through two games?
It may take one loss for them to be out of my top five completely. You know what I mean? But right now, they're playing really good.
Man, listen, I hate doing this.
Yeah, I agree.
That's like you having to put the Browns somewhere in the top five or the Ravens. You're like, oh, God, I just can't do it. But you got to. Number two, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too much of last year. But number two is where I have the Chiefs. I'm sorry. I'm playing that game that... If I put the Chiefs against any of these teams, who do I think is going to win?
I agree completely.
And I think the Chiefs will win.
That's the thing.
If the season's on the line type deal.
That's the thing, right? I mean, the way they came back against the Browns in week one, you're reminded how good this team is. You cannot shut them down, right? You think you're in cruise control, but you're never in cruise control. They'll score in 10 seconds if they have to. They'll score two touchdowns in a minute and a half if they have to. And, yeah, the loss to Baltimore takes him down a little bit, but I didn't take him down that much. I see where you're going. I got it. I put them in
my... I probably should have done the same thing with you. I was like, penalize them this week.
Right.
But they'll be right back. They're never going to get out of the top five.
No,
let's be real.
No. And, they got to lose a bunch and look bad doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fault them going on the road to lose to Baltimore on the road, especially a close game like that. I just think when they're on, they are the best team in the AFC. Without a question. And that's not... Yeah, everyone would say that. So it's not being like, that's not a bold hot take.
And is your number one obvious as well?
Yeah, with nine touchdown passes, baby. I mean, my goodness. You know what Bruce Arians should do? He should just go, what's it going to take to get him the record? Let's just go for the record. And we're going to call all the plays we're going to call are based on him throwing the ball in the end zone and getting touchdown passes. Let's just pile them up for the 44-year-old quarterback so we can own this one. And Peyton Manning can't come out of retirement to get it in a 17-game schedule.
And neither can Drew Brees.
It's
absolutely ridiculous what we're watching right now.
Doing it with relative ease. I know, and look, and even though there was a tight game against the Cowboys, he still looked magnificent doing it. And the Cowboys look good. Atlanta, different story, I understand. But still, five touchdowns, come on. That's great. That's fantastic. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this tweet because it was brilliantly put. It was Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus had tweeted out that, the NFL is in good hands with these young quarterbacks for the next decade. And it shows, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Tom Brady.
Yeah. I know. Oh.
Because, I don't – what is he drinking? What is he eating?
What's he doing, man?
What really is in the TB12 method? Because this is ridiculous.
You know what's funny about this? We've got a few minutes here. You remember back in the late 80s, Todd Marinovich
and
his dad, remember? I remember reading the Sports Illustrated article about Marv Marinovich. Todd didn't have sugar, no Big Macs, no fast food, no nothing, right? Special, like, birthday cake when he would go to parties as a kid because Marv believed in diet and all stuff. And then Todd obviously went off, was a drug addict and had problems with substance abuse. But it does make you think, like, whatever, you'll never out-exercise a bad diet, right? Diet is at first. You want to be in shape, you want to be healthy, diet first. Like, the people who go, I'll eat what I want and exercise, it doesn't work that way. Tom Brady has found something in the way he consumes food because he at 44, I can't imagine he doesn't have the same aches and pains as other people at 40 years old.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
That have played in this league. That have been in this league. Forget coal miners and people who like really do hard labor. I mean, a guy that gets knocked down, beat up, goes, you know, gets hit by a truck every time somebody tackles him. At 44, he doesn't wake up screaming in agonizing pain that he can't get out of bed because his knees won't bend. Like, what? That's amazing to me.
I know he doesn't. He rarely scrambles, but he can. I mean, he can get away from the pocket, right. But I mean, he's so precise in what he does. Like, I guess maybe he doesn't get hit as often as we think, like what most quarterbacks do. I don't know. I'm at a loss right now.
I think he does. Because, look, whatever the normal, like if you take an average quarterback in his career, he's played 20 plus years. So like an average quarterback career might be 10 years. He's had 20 years of getting hit over and over again. And yeah, maybe it doesn't go down as much, but you can't tell me over the life of 20, 21 years that he hasn't had his share of injuries. I mean, his share of bumps and bruises along the way. He just, whatever he's drinking or whatever he's eating, how he's eating, how his meals are prepared, God bless him. That's great. Meanwhile, I'm woofing down a Fudgy the Whale cake for dinner. I mean, my goodness.
Of course.
You know?
Why shouldn't we?
Why shouldn't I? All right, bottom five coming up next as we continue on Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows when it's time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install the wiper blades free of charge. See better, drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, see better, drive better prices every day. All right, we're getting to the bottom five now. This is where we have a lot of fun. We go top 10 list of the worst teams. Let's get started. We go to 28 all the way to 32. 28 on my list, the New York Football Giants. Now, Daniel Jones played pretty good Thursday night. He did. He played pretty good. And they almost won that game. But they didn't win that game. And do you know why they didn't win that game? Because they went off sides on a 48-yard field goal. They went off sides on a field goal they should just let the kicker try to make. And for that reason, and that reason alone, one guy, I'm putting you in my bottom five, New York Giants. Go win a football game. You'll get out of this. But lose more, we may keep you here on Tuesdays. Giants are my number 28 team.
Number 28 for me?
Yeah.
The New York Football Giants.
All right.
Everything you just said, all I want to do right now is just be Patrick Swayze and go ditto.
Yeah, right.
Basically.
Sorry.
And I'll just add one more thing. You need to kind of, it's time to take the kid gloves off of Saquon Barkley.
I do too.
Yeah. See what you got. See what he can do.
Yeah, roll on.
Carries that, has he even received like 15 carries in a game yet? 20 carries?
I don't think he has.
No. I mean, you got to see how that knee's doing. You got to. Maybe I have a hard time believing because what he did it like in week two last year, right?
Right.
Like hurt his knee in like week two or week three. I mean, it's been a full year, and I know that the process takes a while, and everybody's body heals differently. But I don't remember really hearing any setbacks that he's had.
No,
you know, and so then I don't like doing this, but I do compare him to Adrian Peterson because this is Saquon Barkley is another dynamic back. Adrian Peterson was ready to go and, ran great. I just feel like, maybe, I don't know if it's Saquon Barkley or the Giants are just afraid to use him because they know they don't have an offensive line.
Yeah, and I think they did play pretty well.
They didn't play terrible.
But they didn't play terrible.
But they didn't play enough.
You got to stay there, especially you go off sides. 29 team that played last night, I'm going to put Detroit here.
Okay.
I'm not mad at Detroit. I said it in hour one. I thought they played as good as they could have played in the first half of that game. They played pretty good against San Francisco and coming back. But they're 0-2, and they're still making mistakes, and they're still doing some things that are preventing them from getting over the hump. They are a rebuilding team. They are still trying to win games. They haven't yet. I'm not going to punish them. This could be a bad, bad team down the road, but I think Dan Campbell has them fighting. Still, though, I put him at 29.
29 for me. This is where I put the Texans.
Texans, okay.
Now, listen, they beat a Jaguars team that featured a rookie quarterback, and they looked pretty decent doing it. They got bested by the Browns. And I don't care if Tyrod Taylor was able to finish the game, the Browns were still going to beat them. Where I'm coming from now is, you know, if you want to go back and listen to what we were talking about an hour or two about the Texans,
right,
it's kind of where I have, why I have these guys in the bottom five. They have a arguably, well, could have been a Hall of Fame quarterback who literally is just sitting on the bench. Not
just
even on the bench.
They don't even want to bring him on board to help.
Again, I don't know if he's allowed in the stadium, if he's allowed in NRG Stadium. And if he is allowed in NRG Stadium, did he have to buy his own ticket?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the only way Deshaun Watson is seeing the Texans play football on a Sunday live right now. And now your starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, who you brought in as just an insurance piece, is injured, and now the guy that you drafted is your new starting quarterback, and you're making your practice squad quarterback the clipboard holder, the second string, just in case Davis Mills gets hurt.
It's insane to me.
It's completely insane.
I just don't get it.
And so this is more...
I shouldn't say I don't get it. I get if you want to protect him, but give your first priority should be trying to win football games.
Yeah.
Not trying to... Because everybody can save players they want to trade, but you gotta try to win football games. You owe it to everyone within the organization that's busting their tail. And it's not just the players. It's everybody in the front office that's trying to do their best to sell sponsorships and tickets and all of those things. Your job is to put a winning product out as best you possibly can. Doesn't always work, but the best you possibly can. And they're not doing that when they go, let's go find somebody else off the practice squad rather than a Pro Bowl quarterback who's healthy.
Right.
Like, it's crazy to me.
And that's why this ranking of them being at 29, I'm not going to say it's a team thing. It's an organizational thing.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's where I'm putting them, 29.
All right. 30 for me is the Atlanta Falcons. These are two double-digit losses. Looked a little better against Tampa Bay, but it's Tampa Bay. What are they going to do? But Arthur Smith's struggling a little bit. He doesn't have an offensive flow. I don't think they should have gone after a quarterback. I think Kyle Pitts will be fine. I don't think any of that stuff. But I'm a little surprised. I thought Arthur Smith would put a little pop into this offense with Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts, Matt Ryan. But they're not good offensively. We know defensively they'd struggle a little bit too. But Atlanta is not a good team. I'm putting them at 30.
At number 30, this is where I had the Jaguars.
Jaguars, okay.
I'm keeping them at 30, although they have not really shown anything. They haven't shown any promise yet. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they have a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback.
All right.
And that's literally the only thing.
I mean,
they haven't been completely out of games. They've shown some promise. I mean, they haven't really been in any game either. But I'm just saying they haven't, at least they're putting points up on the board.
Yeah, I got them coming down the line, but I like where you're going. Like you're not punishing them as much.
I'm not punishing them as much.
Because they are what they are.
Yeah.
Exactly. 31 for me, this is where I have Jacksonville. I'm with you a little bit. I mean, you give them a little bit more. I'm with you on the idea. Why are people losing their minds over Jacksonville? This is a thing I've been making over and over again. Why are people like, oh my God, Urban Meyer, he's going to quit. He can't stay. He knew what he was getting. Everybody knew what he was getting into. Unless he has the ego, the size, which he probably does.
Of course.
The size of the state, thinking he could change it overnight. But most reasonable football people knew what that cupboard was when they would have gotten there. I think he knew what the cupboard was when he got there. He didn't make a ton of changes because those changes are going to come later. But this is exactly what I expected from Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer in their first year. You're going to lose some games. Lose games. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, no, you're going to lose. You got to take your licks. Listen, Jimmy Johnson went, 1-15?
Yeah,
they got
right.
Troy Aikman, and then, they still weren't that great, but they started, you could see the pieces started to move around for them. And that's exactly how I feel about this team right now, is the Jaguars, is that, maybe they, they need to get some defensive players, which seems kind of funny to say about them. Number 31 for me, this is where I put the Falcons.
Falcons, okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Punish that team.
For all the same reasons that, you had. I mean, Matt Ryan might be showing his age a little bit. I don't think they have it all quite figured out. You know, they need to figure out an offensive line for him.
Yeah.
You know, they have the weapons in place. You know, they just, I don't know. And Arthur Smith, I mean, right now, I mean, given the two, if I had to choose a coach, I think I would choose Urban Meyer over Arthur Smith at this point.
Yeah, Arthur Smith's been very disappointing, and he had a lot of high hopes. People in Tennessee really liked him and were disappointed he left, but understood he was going to take a head coaching job. So number 32 on my list, I think we might have the same team.
Probably.
Is that the Jets?
The Jets.
It's the Jets.
Back where they belong.
I will tell you this, Trevor Lawrence may have 5 interceptions already, but he didn't throw 4 in a game like our good friend Zach Wilson. You know what? Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, these are rookie quarterbacks that got the start on bad teams. They're treating Justin Fields with kind of kid gloves in Chicago, just like, we don't really want to use him yet.
Yeah.
But in New York and Jacksonville, they're like, here you go. Those Wolves, go get them, kids. And they're you got to be careful with that. And
so,
and Robert Saleh, I hope he's careful with that.
Well, here's my question, and it may be way, way, way too early to tell. Did the Jets make a mistake?
I think it's too early to tell, but he really does need to get better.
Because, yeah.
You just don't know until you get there. It's what I was saying yesterday. I hate when people are like, Trevor Lawrence has thrown 5 interceptions. He threw only 5 the entire year at Clemson. What do you expect? He's playing NFL teams. Like, let's stop comparing his college career to what he's doing today. It's not comparing apples to oranges. Those are still fruit. It's like comparing apples to like a tire on your car. Like, these are two totally different worlds you're living in terms of playing it. Zach Wilson is in the same boat, but you got to be better than 4 picks. There's something that you're not seeing right, and he's got to be trained better.